Today is the 10th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is a privilege to be here with you today. I am grateful. Grateful deeply to be here around the global campfire. Another day, another step forward. And another book. So we read the book of Joel yesterday and then began the book of Revelation. Today we will begin a new book in the Old Testament, the book of Amos, which is likely one of the earliest, if not the earliest, collection of written prophetic utterances in the Bible. So Amos prophesied in the mid-8th century BCE at a time when the northern and southern kingdoms, like, everything is at peace. They are very prosperous. And ironically, Amos, he's not a person that has been trained for religious orders. He seems to have been an ordinary person living like an ordinary life. Maybe a life of a shepherd and farmer. We don't know whether he was like just a laborer or whether he owned his own flocks and groves, but it's certain that maybe the latter is more likely, but he was certainly educated and certainly aware of what's going on around him. Amos lived in a city called Tekoa, and that was about 10 miles south of Jerusalem. So that places him in the southern kingdom of Judah. Oddly, his mission was to prophesy in the northern kingdom of Israel. So that probably had him going just north of Jerusalem, just across the border to the bordering city of the northern kingdom, which was Bethel at the time. And that was a hub for trade and commerce and idolatry. The northern kingdom had fully been led away into idolatry. So the northern and the southern kingdoms are both experiencing the sort of peace and prosperity that they hadn't really experienced since the days of King Solomon. So it might seem odd that God would send an ordinary, like, untrained prophet to deliver such a severe message of impending judgment. It would have very likely been an hard, difficult message to receive, and maybe even more difficult to deliver. It's just that's exactly what Amos was instructed to do. Peace and prosperity had opened the door for corruption, which was rampant everywhere. The poor were being oppressed, while greed ruled the hearts of the nation's elite and leaders. So Amos forcefully denounces the preying upon the less fortunate, which makes social justice a major theme in the book of Amos. And it would seem that after these many thousands of years, we would see, you know, we would see the circle of things, the cycle. Yeah, we still grapple with these kinds of issues all the way up until today. Amos vividly reveals that we are nowhere near as powerful as we think we are. And God is much more powerful than we have any way of understanding. In fact, Amos makes it clear that the world belongs to God. Like, we think we're in control of a lot, but the world belongs to God, and he is sovereign over all people and all things. So as we read the book of Amos, may we consider our own path, our own trajectory, our own convictions, our own strength, deeply and wisely choose to humble ourselves, as Peter said, under the mighty hand of God. And so with that, we begin Amos chapters 1, 2, and 3 today. the words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders from Tekoa. He saw a vision concerning Israel during the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and during the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion. From Jerusalem he sends out his voice. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Mount Carmel withers. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Damascus, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment. Because they cut up Gilead with iron threshing boards. So I will send fire against the house of Azazel, and it will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bars of the gates of Damascus, and I will cut off the one seated in the valley of Avon, and the one who holds a scepter in Beth-Eden. So the people of Aram will go into exile toward Kir. The Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Gaza, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment. Because they sold an entire population into exile, handing them over to Edom. So I will send fire against the city wall of Gaza, and it will consume her citadels. I will cut off the one seated in Ashdod, and the one who holds a scepter in Ashkelon. I will also turn my hand against Ekron, and what is left of the Philistines will perish. The Lord God has spoken." This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Tyre, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment. Because they delivered over an entire population and exiled them to Edom. And they did not remember a treaty of brotherhood. So I will send fire against the city wall of Tyre, and it will consume her citadels. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Edom, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because he pursued his brother with a sword, and he had no compassion. His anger kept tearing Israel apart, and his fury raged without stopping. So I will send fire against Timon, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of the Ammonites, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment. Because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their own territory. So I will ignite a fire against the city wall of Rabbah, and it will consume her citadels. With a battle cry on the day of war, with a strong wind on the day of the storm. Then their king will go into exile, he and his officials together. The Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Moab, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment. Because they burned the bones of the king of Edom to make lime. So I will send fire against Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kiriath. Moab will die in an uproar, with a battle cry, with a blast of a ram's horn. I will cut off the judge from her midst, and I will kill all her officials with him. The Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Judah, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they rejected the law of the Lord, and they did not keep his statutes. Their lying idols led them astray, the idols that their fathers followed. So I will send fire against Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Because of 3 sins of Israel, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the poor into the dust of the earth. and they turn aside the claims of the oppressed. A man and his father go to the same young woman. In this way, they profane my holy name. They stretch themselves out beside every altar on pieces of clothing they seized as collateral. In the temple of their gods, they drink wine obtained through fines. I was the one who destroyed the Amorites in front of them. The Amorites who were as tall as cedars, who were as strong as oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I myself brought you up from the land of Egypt, and I led you in the wilderness for 40 years, so that you would take possession of the land of the Amorites. I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, and some of your best young men to be Nazirites. Is this not so, you people of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazirites drink wine, and you commanded the prophets, you must not prophesy. Look, I am weighed down under you, just as a cart is weighed down when it is loaded with sheaves of grain. There will be no escape for the swift runner. The powerful man will not be able to exert his strength, and the strong warrior will not be able to save his own life. The archer will not stand his ground. The swift runner will not save himself, and the horseman will not save his own life. The most courageous among the warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. People of Israel, listen to this word that the Lord has spoken concerning you, concerning the entire family of clans that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I chosen from all the clans of the earth. Therefore, I will inflict punishment on you for all your guilt. Can two people walk together without agreeing to do so? Does a lion roar in the forest if it does not have prey? Does a young lion growl from its den if it has not caught anything? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground if there is no bait? Does a trap spring up from the ground when nothing has tripped it? If a ram's horn is sounded in a city, the people become alarmed, don't they? If a disaster takes place in a city, is it not the Lord who has done it? Certainly the Lord God does not do anything without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who can avoid being terrified? The Lord God has spoken. Who can hold back from prophesying? Make this known to the citadels in Ashdod and to the citadels in the land of Egypt. Tell them, gather yourselves together on the mountains of Samaria. See the great confusion there and the oppression in her midst. They do not know how to do what is right, declares the Lord. They are storing up violence and destruction in their citadels. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. An enemy is all over the land. He will strip your strength from you, and your citadels will be plundered. This is what the Lord says. Just as a shepherd rescues two legs or a tip of an ear from the mouth of a lion, so the Israelites who live in Samaria will be rescued with only a corner of a bed or a piece of cloth from a couch. Listen and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of armies. Indeed, on the day when I punish the rebellious deeds of Israel, I will punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off, and they will fall to the ground. I will strike the winter house along with the summer house. The houses decorated with ivory will be destroyed, and the great houses will come to an end, declares the Lord. Revelation 2:1-17. To the messenger of the church in Ephesus, write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven gold lampstands, says this: I know your works, your labor, and your patient endurance, that you are not able to tolerate evil people. You have tested those who say they are apostles, but are not, and have found them to be liars. Indeed, you do have patient endurance. You have endured hardships on account of my name, and have not become weary. But I have this against you: you have forsaken your first love. Remember, therefore, the state from which you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place if you do not repent. But you do have this: you hate the actions of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the privilege to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the messenger of the church in Smyrna, write: The first and the last, who was dead and came to life again, says this: I know your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy that comes from those who say they are Jews but are not. Rather, they are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear anything that you are about to suffer. Look, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you will suffer for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. To the messenger of the church in Pergamum, write: The one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this: I know where you live, where the throne of Satan is, and I know that you hold fast to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days when Antipas, my faithful witness, was put to death near you, the place where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have some people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who instructed Balak to put a stumbling block in front of the children of Israel, so they would eat things offered to idols and commit sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have some people who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If not, I will come to you soon, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, which no one will know except the one who receives it. Psalm 129. No Blessing, a Song of the Ascents. Greatly they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel say, greatly they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not been able to defeat me. On my back plowmen have plowed, they made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the ropes of the wicked to pieces. Let all who hate Zion be ashamed and turned back. Let them be like grass on the roof, which withers even before it is pulled up. The reaper cannot fill his hand with it. The one who binds sheaves cannot fill his arms. May those who pass by never say, The blessing of the Lord be with you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 29:19-20. A servant cannot be disciplined with words. Although he understands, he shows no response. Have you seen a person who is hasty with his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Father, we thank you for your word. Again, for another day, another step. Thank you for all the territory that we are moving through now. And as we move through these seven letters to these seven churches, may we listen intently and closely for each of the things that you have to say, things that are good and things that need changed. That is true for each of us. And so help us to change. Help us to be willing to do the work of change, which is very difficult work. But it begins by following you. First of all, hearing the call to change, becoming self-aware, becoming aware enough to see what is happening so that change can occur. And then the hard work of shifting those behaviors, rewiring our brain as your Holy Spirit reconnects our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us forward into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Where to get connected, where to stay connected, where to find out what's going on around here. It's not a surprise. It's Christmas. It's Christmas time around the world. This is our 20th Christmas together. And so one of the things we're doing is getting ready for the annual Daily Audio Bible family Christmas party. And you can participate in that by just calling in your holiday greeting to the community you've been traveling with all year. That is done by pressing the hotline button in the app or by dialing 877-942-4253. And that is the prayer request and encouragement line, obviously lines. So just don't mix a prayer request and a Christmas call in the same call. And don't call in multiple holiday greetings, just one. Those are the rules. And it's going to be a beautiful Christmas party. 20th one. Crazy. So that's going on around here. Make sure that your voice is heard. We will be cutting off those and getting ready to do the production and assembly here in the next days. So make sure that you are not left behind on that. Reminding you, the Christmas box, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas box, which is very much a commemorative box of these 20 years, is available now. You can check that out in the Daily Audio Bible shop, either on the web or in the app. It is full of goodies. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas blend of Wind Farm Coffee, which is a chocolate hazelnut that has its roots back in the history of my wife and I, even before we were spouses, when we were falling in love. And so that we've told that story before, but that is in the box. The 20th anniversary reserve of Southern Pecan, which was brought out this year in commemoration of 20 years, is in the Christmas box. The annual Christmas ornament, which is a 20-year anniversary ornament, very beautiful, very special one, is in the box. Those are only ever in the box. What else? We wrote a letter. We signed this letter to you. It's in the box. And the coin box, yes. We made this really beautiful commemorative 20th anniversary box. It's got a beautifully crafted 20th anniversary coin, like a medallion, and then a metallic card, because each of these boxes are numbered. And so it's a piece of, it gets very limited quantity and very much a piece of the Daily Audio Bible 20-year history. Daily Audio Bible being the longest running consecutive 7-day a week podcast program in the history of this technology. And so we're commemorating that. And so, yeah, check out the box. You can look at it all on the web or in the app. Christmas music is also available. So in the Daily Audio Bible shop, the two Christmas albums that we have are available in the vinyl shop. So swipe yourself up some Christmas vinyl. Christmas music does sound better on vinyl. At least to me. This nostalgia. So there are a couple Christmas albums that we have released that are available on vinyl in the Daily Audio Bible shop. Also, you know, wherever you stream, plug those things in. There's Family Christmas. Just look for my name. That's an album that I did a couple years ago and released into the family for Family Christmas. So that is a beautiful album to listen to with all the lights off and just the Christmas lights on and some hot cocoa and just the warm feelings of Christmas. Then there's Christmas Time by our son Maxwell Harden, which you can find that. It's a contemplative, really kind of hauntingly beautiful Christmas album. And then you can look for Jill. Oh Holy Night has been released and she kills that. A couple Christmas songs out there by her. So make sure these get into your holiday playlists and bring the community close into the season. So check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. Thank you. Thank you profoundly. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement or holiday greeting right now, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Jeff in Franklin, and I just want to say how thankful I am for our God. He is so good, for His word, His will, His ways. He is perfect. And I am just thankful for Him. And I'm thankful for this time that Brian and Jill and their family give their commitment to God's word. And I just pray for all of those who are suffering, who are struggling, who are hurting. And there's a wonderful verse in Psalms. It's Psalm 34:18. The Lord is with the brokenhearted, and He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. Thank you, God, for all of your goodness, for your mercy, and for your love. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Minita from Lombard. I am super, super blessed. Oh my goodness. I started to listen to, well, actually, I've been listening to the campfire stories of each one of you. And You all bless me. I love it. I love it. I'm not done yet because total was like 8 hours, a little bit over 8 hours. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Thank you so much for your testimonies and your encouragement. I just love it. I just love it. This is my family. I can't wait to see everyone one day in heaven. Because it's kind of impossible to meet everybody here on this earth. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I pray for you, God, for each one of you all the time. I try to be up to date with everyone, you know, with Pastor Brian's scriptures. And I listen to Jill at times. And I love it when I listen to both of them. And it's just amazing. It is amazing. I love you guys so much. You guys, I am growing with everyone. I am learning how to pray for you guys with your examples that your prayers. I listen to each one of them. I love you guys. God bless you. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to thank everybody. Oh, my sweet siblings. I am super excited and I'm so blessed with each one of you. Continue to pray for your petitions. I know sometimes it's difficult. The trials are not easy, but God is with us. And if he is with us, who can be against us? I love you guys. A big hug. Bye.
Hi, my DAB friends and family. Oh my goodness, I have a prayer request. This is Joyful Jay in the Everglades. My daughter just called, and she has having some hormonal issues, and her legs are swelling, and she's in an enormous amount of pain. She had a baby this summer and went into preeclampsia, and she's fearful that it's coming back. Would you please lift her up in prayer? She needs a calming in her spirit. Her mind is racing to worst case scenario. Please pray for her. Her name is Allie, and she is asking for prayer, which she does not normally do. So I know that she's very concerned. Thank you, my family and friends. Love you all. This is Joyful Jay in the Everglades. Hi,
it's Heather in Tennessee. Just finished listening to our daily message on December 5th, and there were several calls at the end. A woman that has a brain tumor, she's thankful that they found it, but I am praying for you, praying for your surgery or recovery. I'm praying that it just disappears. I'm praying for you. A woman called in. And her daughter lost her baby at birth, and oh goodness, what a devastating loss. I'm praying for you, Butterfly in Camarillo, I think, something in California. Oh my goodness, I'm praying for you, the loss, devastation. I'm just so, so sorry. I'm praying for you, Lennox. I know long COVID is a thing, and I'm so, so sorry that you're going through it. Our God is a big God, but sometimes it feels like we're all alone. But we're not. We're not alone. Praying for you all. Blessings. Bye.